Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we enter into the fourth and final hour for this week. It is, of course, the Friday free-for-all, the all-skate, which means you can bring up any topic you want on Friday, whether it's something that I have talked about during the preceding 4 days or not. You can feel free to do so. Just grab the phone, give me a call using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Moneypenny, do you have handy that soundbite that I sent you that the president put out on Twitter this morning of Biden talking about how he opposes fracking? That's good, because I just noticed on Fox News, Biden did a quick, post-debate interview on the tarmac as he was leaving Nashville last night on his way back to the basement in Delaware. And during the debate last night, of course, said, I have never said that I opposed fracking. And President Trump called him out on it and said, yeah, you did. He said that multiple times. So he said, I'll go back and get the audio clips, the video, and tweet it out tomorrow after the debate so you can see for yourself that Biden is lying. So here is what the president sent out today, a montage of multiple occasions where Biden has talked about doing away with fracking. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel. No more, no new fracking.
I'd gradually move away from fracking.
And I think it's critically important on day one that we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
But like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Exactly.
They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
So, Biden, with the a supporter of the Green New Deal, a $100 trillion nightmare. You talk about having a dark winter, Joe. Yeah. You do away with fossil fuels. How in the world are people supposed to heat their homes in the winter, Joe? And, of course, he's lying again. Yeah. Oh, I never said I oppose fossil fuels. No, no, no. Not me. I don't oppose fracking. No, certainly not. Right. The guy is a congenital liar. He's lied about everything. All the way back in his two previous failed presidential runs, he lied about where he finished in his class in law school at Syracuse, said he finished near the top of his class when he was at the bottom, said he graduated college with 3 degrees. That's also a lie. Then, of course, you know, through his campaigns, has plagiarized other politicians' words because he doesn't have anything original to offer. Look at his campaign against Trump. He hasn't talked about what he's going to do. He's going to come up with a comprehensive policy to go after COVID-19. Well, what is your policy, Joe? How are you going to do that? Because everything that he's talked about so far is precisely what the Trump administration has already done. Increased testing, all the rest. Even his Build Back Better is, in a sense, plagiarism, because it's a playoff of Make America Great Again and Keep America Great. They have nothing creative, nothing original to offer. Now then, I received, I guess it was a text message Yeah. Text message earlier in the program asking about satellite locations to vote, and Moneypenny tracked those down. Where did you find those, by the way, Moneypenny? Was that at scvotes.org?
I just Googled satellite locations for Greenville County.
Oh, Moneypenny may be away from the mic at the moment. Well, in any event, she rounded up. Where was that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear. What'd you say?
I said I just Googled satellite locations for Greenville County.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. That'll work. They include...
And you can do that for any county, because I had to do it for my county of Pickens.
Yeah, there you go. Simpsonville Activity and Senior Center on West Curtis Street in Simpsonville. The Mount Pleasant Community Center, the Annex Building on South Fairfield Road. In TR, Renfrew Church, that's on 951 Greer Highway in TR. And Tryon, also in Greer, the Tryon Recreation Center on Oakland Avenue in Greer, okay? So those are a few just in Greenville County. And as Moneypenny said, you can just Google satellite locations for voting in your county, and it will spit them out for you, all right? 6:11 as we go to the phones and bring in Richie as the leadoff batter. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Richie, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I went to the auditorium in Spartanburg and voted.
Uh-huh.
And I had one of the poll workers, you know, I gave her my license and everything, and she said, what makes you come out and vote early? Well, I told her, you know, just to go ahead and get it out of the way, you know. But I wish I would have told her it's none of your damn business.
And I guess they're keeping some kind of survey or something, because I keep hearing over and over again that people are being asked why they're voting early, when in point of fact, there's no reason to ask that, since the legislature has said there are zero restrictions this time around on voting early for anyone.
Well, I'm going to call or even go down to the Spartanburg election and say, hey, why are y'all asking that question? Because it's none of their business. None of your business who I vote for. Leave us alone.
Yeah, I think they must be doing some kind of tracking, although why they would want to do that escapes me, but I'm sure they have their reason.
Well, you know, it's like I had to vote, and a guy from my church needed a ride to vote for me to go to one precinct to another that same day.
Mm-hmm.
It would took up the whole day. So me
right.
and him went to the auditorium yesterday and voted. But, you know, no matter what, it's not a like I say, I wish I said it was none of your business.
Yeah, because it isn't.
And so, but, you know, I watched the debate last night, and, you know, Joe Biden, he looked like a moron.
Yeah. If so, I see that, that smug smile, you know, and he's acting as if, oh, that's nonsense. When Trump says something about him that's absolutely true, or catches Biden in a lie, which is about every time Biden opens his mouth, Biden just, he sickens me. He really does, because he's such a phony.
You got that right, so. And I thank you for taking my call, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, Richie. I appreciate the information.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Moneypenny?
I voted today, and I will tell you that at the Pickens County offices, no one was asked why you're voting early.
See, that's interesting. Because I'm trying to remember if everybody has told me they're being... I think some of those have come from Greenville County, but I know that that others have come from Spartanburg County as well, and I'm curious as to why they are asking that question. Because it must be some kind of tracking that they're doing, something they want to keep track of, but what their rationale for it is escapes me.
My only thought is, in years past, you had to give a reason.
Yeah.
And if they've worked there for years, they're so used to asking, why are you needing to vote early? It may just be second nature.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good Occam's razor explanation. The simplest answer is usually the correct one. That could well be it. Just creatures of habit, you know. Quarter after six, we go right back to the phones when I come back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show. 6:15 here in the bonus hour on WORD and the Friday Free for All.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The ongoing saga continues in on the text line. Was there anything before this? No. Well, maybe. Let me quickly click on here and see. No, this is where it begins. As someone who works for CVS, I want you to know it was the CVS store in Moore that would not print the Trump photos, signed Trump 2020. The saga continues. Also on the text line, why am I voting early? I have a condition. I have never been asked why I'm not wearing a mask. Nobody has posed that question to me when I go into places maskless. But if they do, I have my answer ready. I have a medical condition. I am allergic to fear-driven paranoia. Bobby, let's just be blunt. Joe Biden and his Democrat friends are just a bunch of fracking liars. Signed, Airborne. There you go, Airborne all the way. By the way, a big event coming up tomorrow, a Trump 2020 Keep America Great Spartanburg County Parade. This will begin at the Woodruff Bilo parking lot at 2:30, and then the car caravan will leave at 3 and will proceed to the Beacon Drive-In. Be sure to have your Trump flags and signs. This is for tomorrow, okay? 2:30, the Woodruff Bilo parking lot, heading for where else? The Beacon. To the phones we go. Tater is next up and is in Moore. Hi, Tater, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know that I live in Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And to the CVS in Moore today. And I know that I was in the Moore CVS because I went across to the Publix to get me some chicken tenders and Busch Light beer for my dad. So I know this whole situation happened.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know and everyone else know that it did happen in Moore. Not in Lyman.
Gotcha.
Also, Trump 2020. I'm not a Biden supporter. Trump 2020. Go vote,
good deal.
Guys.
Good deal. Did you get what you were looking for?
Yeah, I got what I was looking for.
Excellent.
They have the best chicken tenders ever.
And this is, and was this at the Publix, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good to know. I'll file that away.
Okay.
Good deal. Because you never know when, you know, somebody says, hey, where can you get some good chicken tenders? And now I have the answer right on the tip of my tongue. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Russ next here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, Russ. What's that, Moneypenny? Oh, I'm sorry. Russ is gone. Cassandra is next, and she is in Greenville. Hi, Cassandra. How are you this evening?
Hi, Bobby. I'm fine.
Excellent.
And, you know, I just have to say, the text that you were reading, so clever. It's great when I hear those things. It makes me so happy.
I know it.
To have that ability.
I got another one a while ago, too, and it said, Lindsey Graham killed disco. I'm Jamie Harrison, and I approve this message.
well, listen, I have if you would allow, I have a little quote for you that I think applies to you and those in your industry who we are all so grateful for. And then I would like to speak a little bit about something I think wasn't really brought out enough in the debate.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And here's the quote.
Okay.
This is, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Yep.
And that's from Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, pretty smart guy.
Oh, gosh, so brilliant, so brilliant. And I'll tell you, it really means a lot to all of us out here in radio land that we have you guys around, and truly appreciate it. When I was a little girl, we used to save money every year to give to Radio Free Europe.
Oh,
and
wow.
I never really quite understood what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, I do.
Right.
I do. With all the censorship going on, it's amazing.
You know, it's funny. During the Obama.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. During the Obama era, the late, great Russ Castle, who did our morning show, of course, for years before Tara, he and I used to joke that the way things were going under Obama, that we were going to end up on a refurbished fishing trawler about 25 miles offshore from Charleston with a 250,000-watt transmitter, and we were going to be radio-free South Carolina or something. I don't know. Fortunately, it never got to that point.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yes. That's great. Well, you know, I enjoyed the debate, but I felt that there were some opportunities kind of missed, and when they talked about environment, it was very brief. And I just want to fill your folks in on something, some of these main points. Again, I'm going to start with a quote. This is from President Trump. He says, "Every day of my presidency, we will fight for a cleaner environment and a better quality of life for every one of our great citizens."
Yeah, and not do one at the expense of the other.
Right, right. Yeah, I at any rate, August 2020, he signed a $3 billion a year grant for the Great American Outdoors Act.
Mm-hmm.
He donated $100,000 of his salary to the environment cause. March of 2019, signed the biggest wilderness protection bill in a decade, added 1.3 million acres of new wilderness, designated 375,000 new acres of protected land, expanded several of our national parks, created five new national monuments, and he also negotiated the USMCA, which contains certainly the strongest environmental protection agency protections of any trade agreement we've had.
Yep.
Signed the Save Our Seas Act, announced the United States would join the, as he did mention, the 1 Trillion Trees Initiative, and in large part he removed some of those unbelievably horrible Obama regulations that were to take over all of our water, poor farmers, and
right.
He gave that back to them.
Yep.
And there is more, 5,000 miles of ocean in Maine, and it goes on. And again, the cleanest air that our country's had in over 40 years, carbon emissions lowest in 25 years. And I know Joe Biden was talking about, well, maybe we can find ways to redo, and I need folks to know that we're already redoing the emissions from things like fracking,
right.
Taking that methane gas and refurbishing it. And those things are happening already. And also, one final one here. They always talk about the fossil fuels in such a manner that you get scared. And yet, fossil fuels are renewed continuously. When you and I die, we will one day become fossil fuel.
Correct.
It just never ends. So, you know, I mean, it's the scare tactics used drive me crazy, and the beautiful things that President Trump has done for the country, and I guess what amazes me, too, is the thought that, I mean, can you imagine President Trump not wanting things clean?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine it.
I can't either.
I'm so sorry.
He talks about it all the time. Well, let me put it this way. If the environment is of concern to you and your family's economic success is of concern to you, if you like $10 a gallon gasoline, go ahead and vote for Joe Biden. He'll give it to you. That's all I've got. Thank you, Cassandra. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 6:30 on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to update us from the news center, and then I'm right back. More of your calls are on the way. We still have half of the bonus hour yet to go here on Friday on WORD. Welcome back. 6:37 now. I have mentioned a number of times in recent weeks, there is a documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. I would direct you to the Fox News website where they have a story today. Ex-Google consultant sounds alarm on negative impact of big tech in The Social Dilemma. If you have not watched this documentary on Netflix, you need to see it. Because it is disturbing, to say the least, the way that AI, artificial intelligence, is being used to push people to one side or the other. Bobby, I think the exit question, why did you choose to vote early, is an opportune time to say, because I don't trust the mail-in ballot system. Here in Greenville County on October 13th, a Tuesday, my baby doll, Brenda, was sent a mail-in ballot. It has yet to arrive. To the phones we go, beginning with Doug, who is in Spartanburg. Hi, Doug, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many people have gotten this, but I got a message today on my phone from a Democratic group called Move On.
Yeah.
And the message said, the Republicans are forcing an illegitimate vote on the Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Would you please tell three of your friends to vote for Biden?
Yeah, I've got a simple answer to that. The answer would be no.
And I responded very politely and said, not if my life depended on it.
Great answer, Doug.
And I got a message back. We will take you off of our list.
Good. One message too late, but better late than never.
But I don't know how many people have gotten from that, but just to be on the lookout.
Right, yeah. They are gnashing their teeth, holding their breath until they turn blue, because President Trump is fully within his constitutional rights. In fact, it is mandated to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. President Trump is not just president until November 3rd, Election Day. He's president into 2021, when hopefully his second term will begin. Thank you very much, Doug. I appreciate that information. That's good to know. Jack is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Jack, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby Mack. I've got two proposals to throw out.
Uh-huh.
One is very simple to understand. In these days when people are Zooming a lot,
right,
and staying at home, you know, and not going to functions, I thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if our politicians we sent to Washington had to stay in their local communities where the voters are, and we could see how rich they get, and they stay, and then the lobbyists in Washington would have to spend the money to come and visit them, and we could see who they're visiting and what they're doing.
I like it.
Okay, my second is this, and I've made it before, but now there's more context to it. The Wall Street Journal is one of the principal purveyors of news about the Biden scandals.
Yes.
With Hunter and okay, now, do you know why that is? Can you guess? Let me fill you in so you don't have to.
All right.
Okay. The Wall Street Journal is one of the world global providers of financial news.
Correct.
Okay. Their integrity, if they lose that ability, if they lose their credibility and that function, they won't have any subscribers.
Right.
And they do have a rich selection of subscribers now.
Yes, they do. And a big ad base as well. Yeah.
Okay, and the reason for that is because financial statements are audited by chartered or certified public accountants who have to, by law, or they will get sued, maintain independence in their reports. They're a test function, okay?
Right.
I know this for a fact. I work for Pricewaterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they get sued when they fail in that function.
Right.
Now, what about our media? Why do they not have to fulfill the same obligation, because if you look at how many investors are influenced by financial statements compared to how many voters are influenced by political parties,
right?
Why are not our media, whatever they
licensed in some shape, form, or fashion?
They,
well, it's a fair question.
Why can we not sue them because of the tradition that they can say whatever the heck they want and express opinion as fact?
Well, back to another of your favorites, Jack, and that would be the lawyers who write the laws, who have made it virtually impossible to sue a newspaper or a broadcast outlet for slander or libel, because they have to prove malice and intent to damage the individual, and that's a hard case to make. But your point about licensing the media is well made. I mean, if you're going to be an optician, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be an attorney, you have to pass an exam. It seems to me that there ought to be some sort of bar
liability
that you would have to
yes.
clear in order to be a so-called journalist, because we have none remaining at the moment. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate the call. Quickly, let me get to Katie, who is next up here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. McLean. Victoria, say hi. This is your big chance.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria.
Now you've met the grandchild. I did go out this morning about 11. I brought a flag and went to the Georgia Road overpass of 385.
Right.
And was amazed at the number of people that were already there, the number of big flags that were hanging over the bridge that had been secured from 9:30 that morning, and people had been there from 9:30 that morning and earlier.
Well, for Sergeant Conway Jumper.
That is absolutely correct.
Right.
The number of people that were creatively parking in the suicide lane and hopping out of their cars.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible reason for a get together, but when I looked going south, you can see the old Richardson Street Bridge, which is a drive over, but it's not an off ramp.
Right.
Was totally covered with wall to wall people. And if you look up the hill a little bit more, Fairview had a ton of people on it.
That's great. That is absolutely great. And I hope, you know, we had so many law enforcement officers from so many agencies that were here for the funeral proceedings. I hope that the takeaway from that is that they will be re-energized and get inspiration from knowing how many people came out to physically show their support for the Thin Blue Line.
We got chirped at and sirened at quite a bit. And what was really interesting is that if there was passengers were taking pictures of the people on the bridges.
Wow. That is good to know. Restores your faith.
And people were stopping on the other side of the freeway on the median and just staring at the line going down.
Nice.
And stopping on the off ramps and getting out of their cars and standing in the grass. Just people, and traffic was slowing down very much so on the other side going north. And I don't know if they showed it or you saw that on the press, but they cleared the freeway so that the cortege was by itself.
Nice. And you're right. I mean, it's sad that it takes a tragedy like this to have that kind of show of support. But let's hope that it encourages those officers who put their lives on the line every time they leave home in the morning or at night, whichever shift they have, to know that they have that kind of support here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate the call. 6:46 now, 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back to wrap things up momentarily. you know, haven't even had an opportunity to miss to mention it today, but big breaking news story. The president with another big Middle East peace deal. Sudan now agreeing to recognize Israel. This makes five Middle Eastern countries that previously would have nothing to do with the Israelis who now have agreed to establish diplomatic relations. Pretty good stuff. Quickly back to the phones we go to Bill, who is in beautiful Traveler's Rest. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
So far, so good.
I just wanted to mention a couple of things. I don't know if you saw this ad on about this politician called David who sold his casino stocks and a bunch of other stocks just to buy stocks in PPE and shields and plexiglass and all of that stuff. So I don't think the Democrats want to get rid of this virus because it's making a lot of them rich.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not only that, I was thinking the people that want to do away with the oil, like Biden, but they don't seem to realize that everything we comes from oil.
Yeah.
All the plastic bottles, everything like that.
Correct.
So I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you heard of that or not.
No, I had not, but it doesn't surprise me. I know this.
Yeah.
You know how much solar, of course, is one of their big pushes from the eco freaks. Solar provides, the last number I saw was 2% of the energy needs of America. So Biden wants to do away with fossil fuels. What are the people in the Northeast who use fuel oil to heat their homes in the winter? What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to get old Sears catalogs and throw those in the fireplace and burn them, or what?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, it's nuts. My pleasure. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. You too, sir. I hope you have a good weekend. In on the text line, Marx, Stalin, Khrushchev, Hitler, Obama, Harris, Biden. If you fail to learn from history, you're doomed to repeat that. No wonder they're trying to eliminate and rewrite history. Bobby, I've been receiving Move On texts for several years. MoveOn.org is an old organization. It was started back during the Clinton presidency, MoveOn.org. It's funded by Soros, amongst others, and was started to try and divert attention from the bimbo eruptions that Clinton was dealing with. Been getting these tests from texts from MoveOn for years. I screw around with their minds. I jumped their butt about the impeachment. They said they would take me off the list, but they didn't. I enjoy reading their lies and can't believe how stupid some people must be to believe this stuff. Bobby, if Jamie Harrison is taking money to the tune of 95% from out-of-state contributors, then he, like Joe Biden, is compromised. I would agree. Well, he's a hand-picked choice of Pelosi and Schumer. What else you need to know? I will not be with you Monday, but I will be back on Tuesday, and I hope you have a great weekend. Till then, God bless.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.